Good evening. Thank you so much for having us here. I'm very happy to have been here because I have a chance to sit with the happy people and also all the people who seek for the happiness. Because I myself am not so happy, because I can still carry on my, what is my body. That. And, but first of all, I would like to apologize that one, I am not the scholar in Buddhism, but I am just old monk from Thailand. Number two is my English. It's very, very limited. I may would like to say many words, but I could not take it out. But anyhow, I would like to say thanks again to all of you to listen to me and to give me an opportunity to have met you here. So today, there is no topic. I think it would go with some talk, like 10 minutes, and after that we should open up the question and answer. Like I don't have many things to offer you much, because I know you know much better than me. Yes, I am serious about that. In Thailand, we study Pali and the Thai language. But here, I think on the earth, United States is the best country to find the knowledge or get the sources of the knowledge, because I have seen very old scripture from India is translated to English to American. Mahayana Buddhism, Theravada Buddhism, all regions you can find here. Very much better than in Thailand. So that is. So today I would like to discuss about what just passed. The last day of last month, it was full moon. That what the Thai Buddhist people celebrate Asanha Day. Means the day that happened in the history of Buddhism, I think about 2,592 years ago. The first day the Buddha have taught to the five monks, five ascetics, five Brahmins. In Pali we still use Brahmin. Means the Buddha gave the first teaching to his disciples. Because if you go back to the history of Buddhism, before that about 3 months, Buddha never taught anyone. He walked about 260 kilometers from Buddhagaya to Varanasi to teach five disciples. And we believe that what he taught on that day, it was hard, was the principal teaching of Buddhism. Means about, it's called Dhammacakkappavattana Sutta. It explained about the Four Noble Truths. So we go back to what you have read, you have heard, you have practiced. I think if we go back to the the teaching of the Buddha in the in the Dhammacakkappavattana Sutta, view forward. You have read about the sufferings, the dukkha. I think dukkha cannot translate just to sufferings, too many things, because Buddha said, chatipi dukkha, to be born here on the earth is suffering. Decay is suffering. Sickness is suffering. The dead is suffering. This first four is called the permanent suffering, permanent dukkha. No one could avoid from that. Even Buddha himself, he faced that. He had his doctor to take care of him. He getting old. When he was 80, he passed away. He still suffer from that. Suffer of the Buddha is not a kind of what we use the word suffering, but he know about the changing. He know about the changing of the body. He wouldn't. His mind above that, above the permanent, above permanent suffering. He just take care, do the best he could do. He had a doctor like what I said to take care of him, and then also he had the medicine to take. But he will not. He never attach to that. Just observe it and do the best he could do for take it away or be with it. His mind was down from this kind of suffering. And another group of the suffering we call temporary suffering, like a sadness, separation from one we love, get what we don't want, do not get what we want, or even attachment attached to our life, to what we have, what we have been here, that the suffering, many things that suffering. So the first thing the Buddha taught us means to know, to understand about that first. And then number two, the causes of suffering. If I have used the wrong translation, please help me, because I like what I said. You know better than me. And because Buddha said, kama tanha, bhava tanha, vibhava tanha. That is the causes of suffering. Kama tanha means desire.
A sensual
desire. So I didn't understand much about English, sensual desire. But what I understood, the teaching of the Buddha is we decide the desire of all the material things, all the things. Like I attach, I want to have the beautiful car. I was sitting under the tree, a friend drove motorcycle BMW in and parked there, and then it looked, oh, so beautiful, so big. I never seen that in Thailand. So this is a kind of desire, or many things. Or I have this house, this big, and then I want the bigger. So that is all the materials. Number two is bhava tanha, desire of being something. Always we try to get something. From move from this to another thing. But before I forget, the word desire and kusala chanda means the need is different. Desire means want without understanding, want the wrong way. So that my translation, my understanding. For example, I am a monk. I want to be enlightened. I want to achieve enlightenment. That is not bhava tanha, but a kind of need, of want, that to take me there. So this kind of desire is like we drive a car from Wat Puttanasan from Fremont here, and then I leave the car there. The car is the same to this kind of desire. I park there. I leave it there. I will not attach to that car. But if I want without understanding, especially understand of our heart, inside our heart, that is the real desire. This. And then the last one would be desire of non-being, want to get away from that. Now, for example, now I am a married monk, married man. I want to run away from my wife. I don't want to be a husband. But something stuck on my head with ignorance. So that is, we call vibhava tanha, desire of non-being. Yes. I am able to walk away from what I am, but with understanding, it's not this kind of want. Is not that, not vibhava tanha. I hope you understood about what I said. So these three causes. Of suffering, Buddha said, and then the end of suffering, Nirodha, the end of suffering, means we be above, being above that. But those things still with us, still here. We still see the things what we don't want to see, we still touch the things we don't want to touch. We still associate with those things. But we are above them. That's my idea. That is means a kind of enlightenment. For example, when I was a kid, when I saw candy, it's hard to find in the village. Oh, I came back to my mom. I asked for like a 5 penny to buy candy. If my mom would not give me money, I cry. Because I need the candy. I went back to the candy shop again and look and walk around. And my spirit start to work. Because I want it. But now, or maybe later on, like I was 20, even now, anyone want candy, but see, I know, I see candy. I still see the candy, but I don't want it. Means we should be, means the enlightenment is like that, what we, what means, what, like a, I don't, like a, I don't want, I don't need candy right now. So it's the same to that, means my mind above. And then the path. The last one, the path, how we go to that point. That is, I think, all of you also understood, you have read about that. Means samadhi, right view. Sammasankappa, but translate, please. Sammasankappa. So samadhi, samadhi, right view, right understanding, means understand about the truth. I think it's hard to understand about that. But for myself, I realized that since I was 11. I practice meditation, I practice Buddhism. I feel really comfortable with my life. Not about the living or anything, those things. But if I would face death or sickness, I think I feel really comfortable about that. So particularly the body part, means this part. Because I understood that my body is not mine. My body is inherited from my parents. And then I depend on the nature I survive. I just use the best, means I take care of the best. But anything would happen to my body, I will not cry of that. So basically, if I would still stay here in on this land, I respect that. No, any kind of the medicine is better than the medicine found here. No, any medical equipments better than here. I might be wrong. I would say that. No, any doctor more expert than American doctors. Because here is a research center. Because if I walk into any hospital in Bangkok, made in USA, made in England, something like that. When I go back home, oh, Reverend Ajahn, do you have Centrum? Here too expensive. Means the vitamins or something like that. So if I would be here, if I would face any problem, a physical problem, I think I am happy. I think I just throw my body to a doctor. No more than that. I will not cry. But I will not opposite, I will not put poison on my body. I care about my body. I will use my body good, in the right way, what I could do to the society or even to myself. I love my body, but I will not attach to my body. This example is to say that means understanding about the body, about life. I don't know what the life. So I would say that we should not attach to this. This we should have understand about this. I have a friend who working at VA hospital. She's a RN and also a PhD in Chinese medicine. She told me that one thing she see there, she worked with the patient who afraid of death, who try to fight. Sometimes their mind cause more problem to the body. Because when they have fear or some much fear in their mind, it may cause something to their body. Means they don't know how to let it go. Now she works as a nurse, and also she works as a psychologist, but not her professional. But she just try to calm down those patients. What she told me. I think the right view, it should be like what I just said. Means we should do understand about everything. And also I think that is to understand about being here on this earth. We suffer because we try to put everything the way we want. Now I want to sit on the chair. Maybe next minute I want to remove the chair. I don't want it anymore. We always move around. But for my idea to understand, have the right understanding, I think everything here we just associate with. We own nothing. That's for my idea. We own nothing. We don't own the body, but we just associate with the body, which carry on, inherited, given by the parents and by the nature, no more than that. I have been here, just associate with friends, and then soon, I think that is not more than 100 years average. 80 years average, 78 years average of life. So we are going to go away. But when we are alive, we try to put everything the way we want. We suffer because of that. Because we don't understand about that. We have no time to think about that. So that's my idea. So that is the first thing, samadhi, and then samma sankappo. What's that? Right thought about. What should we think about? I think ahimsa sankappo. Non-violence. And nekamma. Sankappo means how to renounce, but I think that is too deep for me, that word, renounce. I think try to being away from be attached to. And then Samma sankappo. No, sorry. Avihimsa. Appayya. And then avihimsa and appayya. Would you please help me in English? Because there are three. I remember in Pali. I could chant in Dhammacakkappavattana Sutta in Pali. So. Avihimsa means for avihimsa, non-violence, and abhaya, but abhaya. Pardon?
Letting go.
No, it's another action. That is the. Sorry, I could not translate. Pardon? Oh, okay, would you please look at the book? Yes, you were smart, you brought the book. Magavibanga Sutta, I think 57? Page 57?
Freedom from ill will. Freedom. Aspiring to freedom from ill will. Aspiring to harmlessness. Aspiring to freedom from sensuality. The right aspirations, the right thoughts.
I hope you understood all. Thank you very much. And sammāvācā, the third one, means the third part. Sammāvācā means right speech. I think that is what costs us a lot, means about speech. Speech from us and speech from other people. For myself, I think that is the... I have talked too many people about speech. Yes, is all the actions arises from the mind, from the thoughts, but then it spread out. It starts from the speech, and after that, maybe bodily action. I think that is, and then Buddha just asked us to practice to have right speech, like not to lie, not to use harsh word, use useful word, beautiful word, not to use the word that make the people, divide the people, certain those things. And also I think we suffer because we use wrong speech. Sometimes we may not get the problem direct from other people, but we feel bad inside. Why I did that? Why I did to those people? Something like that. And sometimes it's harm us, it's in our heart, in our mind. And the fourth path is sammāsaṅkappa. Sammāsaṅkammaṇṭa means right action. Right action. I think that is like the first three precepts, five precepts. First three of the three precepts. Sorry. First three of the five precepts. Not to kill, not to harm, but practice or cultivate the loving kindness. What we want, another beings want the same thing. We try to avoid from harm other beings. Number two, not try to get in the right way. Not try not to take what is not given. Take over the property of other people. Satisfy what we have. And the number three is try to avoid any kind of sexual misconduct. So those things. So that sammākammaṇṭa. And the number six would be sammāācīvo. What is it called? Right livelihood. Thān Buddhika said that. I believe him. Right livelihood means I think that is in Buddhism, only Buddha said we the Buddhist people should avoid from do the trading for things or five things, right? Like a poison, the flesh, the spirit, the human beings, and weapons. Means we try to have the right occupation. And also but the monks have another occupation. Like the monk could not ask for food, but beg in another way. It means you should not ask, oh, I want that. So just take what the people gave. So it's just those things. And Samma, what?
Right effort.
So that is. What is Pali? Now, because. No, no, Samma Viriya. So, Samma Vayamo. Yes. Samma Vayamo means right effort. Means but try to avoid, try to prevent from the bad things, and then also try to eliminate the bad things, try to develop the good thing, and then try to maintain the good thing in our life. That is right effort. And Samma Sati. That is, I think that you have been practiced. That is, we call satipadana, that four satipadana, kayanupassana, vedananupassana, cittanupassana, and dhammanupassana. I hope you understood Pali words. Yeah, you could translate to that. Means, what? Mindfulness on the body, the actions of the body, and the vedananupassana means the mindfulness on the feeling, and cittanupassana, what? Cittanupassana is mindfulness on our thought, and also dhammanupassana. And then try to investigate in our mind, in our, so that how we, what is in our mind, what the quality of the, what, how the quality of our mind. And then with the last one, Samma Samadhi, so that is the right concentration, so that is we have to go to Chana, but I never got Chana. So means, could you explain about China? I think he said, "Oh, you already know." He don't want to explain about it. So this is the path lead us to the elimination of the suffering. So I think I talked too long. As I said that I would like you to come up with the question and answer, maybe not what I have talked. Sorry, that is, I offer you that. I may confuse you. So I think we should open with the question and answer. I think we have like a, and then another 30 minutes?
9 minutes.
Just 9 minutes? I'm sorry. So, if you would not have the question, I just would say that I think we have been here on this air now, and also on this earth. I think the purpose of being here is to be happy. But most of us never aware of that, because I experienced about that. I was angry. But when I have a chance to look at my anger, oh, that is wrong to do that. Because when I was angry, means I want to be happy, because I could not get what I want. But why I put the wrong cause, to make me happy. Like I would like to be clean, but I put the things that dirty on my body, something like that. And so I think that is when I would like you to realize about that. I would like you to remind yourself again and again about that purpose of being here. We want to be happy. And then why we cause the unhappiness by ourselves. And also I think that I would like you to learn from what we care about our body. And then apply to our mind, meet to inside. I think we always care about our body. Oh, today I 5 pounds overweight. I have to fast to lose weight. Oh, I never have a week. I never exercise. I have to exercise. I have to sleep right. I have to eat right. Something like that. Always we care about the body. Also, we go to the doctors. I think to the body what we put in, we would get that. Means if I would eat unhealthy food, my body will be unhealthy. So our mind is the same. If we put the bad thing in the mind, our mind will not be healthy. But we want our mind to be healthy. So I think that we should put the good, means the good things to our mind. I think from the good thought, be above everything. Try to be above. Because for myself, I always practice that. There is no problems, but just work of life, just the job of life. Because when I realize that, when I think, oh, there is the problem, it's stuck on my head. It's above my head. If I think, oh, that's my job, I just put it in front of me. So that is what I should do, what you should do. And then I try the best to do that. Sometimes the cause is from myself, sometimes from other people, sometimes I have to depend on many people, sometimes I need to depend on the time. Not, I just cannot just put it the way I want, something like that. And also when I have the problems, sometimes I just think about 1, 2, 3, I should do like that to solve the problem. Sometimes I put on the paper, write on the paper, but I should solve take the care of that problem. Sometimes I just make it easier than that. Oh, Than Buddhiko came to me and told me about his problem. But the same problem, same story. And then what? I advise him to work on that. I should follow that. That is the way I practice. So now I would say that I have no problem. Maybe I would say that I stupid enough not to put the things on my head. But I just work on that. Just take care of that. That's what I do. Then but at least make me feel better because I have no problem. I just do my job. Because I believe that. When I think from my experience, when I think that I have the problem, ability, the quality of my brain, only 70% gone. I become selfish, create up a lot of the things that bad in my mind. So if I think that's all that my job to do, I just see it really clear. I do better. So that I just would like to remind you, you might practice, you may have the better technique than this. But it is very simple, but what I do, I take care about my life. So I would say that I know I have the problem. But I have a lot of the work, the job to do, to take care of my life. Especially at the temple, many people. Once, I think last 2 weeks, a friend came to me. Oh, Ajahn Prasad, I'm going to die. I asked her, are you serious? Yes, I'm going to die Friday. I asked her, why is it like that? Or have you commit suicide? So we talk about 3 hours. I think the first minute, first 5 minutes, she cry and cry, cry and cry. So, but after 30 minutes, we just laugh. We just think about how to solve the problem. We just talk about Thailand, because she's not Thai. And I still remember the last word I told her, oh, you would die on Friday. You're still thinking of committing suicide. Please come back to me on Thursday. Because I would like to talk to you again, and then we will set up the time. I will follow you there. Means I will go to see you when you commit suicide. She never came back to the temple. But I know she's very serious. But 2 things make me think that, oh, she gave up her idea. One, because I think almost 3 hours, we laugh, we smile, we talk some of the things light, really light, not heavy. And another thing, I think that is like I wait until Thursday, she never came back to the temple. During that time, my mind think about her. I meditate a lot. I pray what is for the person like that. But like what I said, I above that. Because I accept the karma. If it would happen, yes, okay, her choice. But we don't want to see that. But I pray for her. I think the most of the time of meditation, of doing anything good, after the chanting, I pray, concentrate on her, make her sit in front of me, means imagine about her. Make her sit in front of me, or so you change your mind, so that you are happy, we are laughing, so something like that. I make everything good in front of me. And then I end my chanting. In my meditation too, I do the same thing. Make her sit there, see her happy. But end up, on Saturday, a friend came to me, oh, she committed suicide, that lady. Do you know her? Yes. Because they found the what is the notebook. There's my name there in her notebook. So I would say that I feel not bad, but not good. But I just accept that. Because I try my best, give her advice. I did call her, but her phone disconnect. I don't know how to drive. I don't know where she lives. So I just pray in my prayer, in my meditation, always I put her in front of me. So when it happened, I just accepted. I have really good sleep from Tuesday to Saturday until I got the means until now I still have a good sleep. I still enjoy my eating, means everything normal for me. Means when we try the best, we just accept that. We cannot control. So this is why I come to this story. So I just would say that is when we try the best, we should be above everything, try to be above. There's no problem. But we have to try hard, use our wisdom, use our effort to do everything. Thank you so much. I pass the time. I hope you understood something. Thank you so much. And then I would like to, would you please give the blessing in Pali? you wish. I just would like you to close your eyes as you are in bed. Relax every part of your body. Make your mind feel light, feel fresh, as if you're smiling to yourself. Concentrate on your breathing in, out, or any object that makes you feel comfortable in your meditation. Always make your mind feel fresh, feel happy. And get the blessing. Ratanatiya nupave anaratanataya te achasa karu kapaya veraso kasa tuchupatawa kaantaraya pivinatsantu ase satu chaya sithithanang sothipakayang sukhang phalang siriayujavando japuk Vuthiya-caya-sa-va-sa-ta-va-sa-ca-ayu-ca-chi-va-si-thi Bhavantu-te. And also by Buddhist tradition, I would like you to share the loving kindness to yourself and to the rest.
So please make your mind feel peaceful. And please make your mind feel happy. And remind yourself that the past is gone. And the future has not arrived. And there's only the present moment. And now's the time to fill your mind with happiness. And please make the wish for yourself to be happy. Make the wish for yourself to be peaceful. And make the wish for yourself to be successful. And now if you can expand your mind out to all the people in this room, and wish for them to be happy. Wish for everyone sitting in this room to be peaceful. And wish for everyone to be successful in their lives. And if you could think about all beings above you, to expand your mind above you. And may all beings that are above you be happy, and be peaceful, and be successful. And with your mind, imagine all beings below you. Please Please make the wish from your heart that all beings below you are happy. Their mind is peaceful. And that they're successful. And please expand your mind out to the right, as far as it will go. And make the wish that all beings to your right, may they be happy. May they have peace and success. And please expand your mind out to the left. And make the wish that all beings to the left of you, as far as your mind can imagine, wish for them to be happy, to be peaceful, to have success in their lives. And please imagine the space behind you, as far as the mind can imagine. And make the wish from your heart that all beings behind you are happy, are peaceful, have success in their lives. And now please imagine the space in front of you, as far as the mind can imagine, and make the wish that all beings in front of you are happy, are peaceful, and are successful. And please come back to yourself. Make your body feel relaxed. And remind yourself that the past is gone. And the future has not arrived. And there's only the present moment. And please wish for yourself to be always happy. Wish for yourself to be healthy, for the mind to remain peaceful, and wish for your success. And please take 3 deep, even breaths. Thank you.